There is no people as stubborn as the people of Israel. Moshe Rabbeinu's compliment to us that we are an Am Kshei Oref, a stiff-necked, difficult people, so that has drawbacks, but it also has virtues. And the Christians occupied basically the sea coast of Israel and the Galilee. If you'll go there to Israel today, and you'll take a tour of the Christian ruins, the ruins of the great Christian castles, the Crusader castles, Belfort, the castle by the horns of Chitin, the castle at Caesarea, all of the Christian castles, you will see that they built them for purely defensive purposes, and the Christians lived in the castles, while the rest of the population was Muslim. After the First Crusade, there probably were not more than 3,000 or 4,000 European Christians who actually lived in Palestine. What they did do was convert very many Arabs to Christianity, again by giving them an offer that they could not refuse, by making it clear that they would kill them otherwise. And that is the beginning of the Christian Arab population, which exists still today in Palestine, in Lebanon, in other parts of the Middle East. It also explains to us, if you have any doubts, how you can have blue-eyed, blonde-haired Arabs. Which, if you go, you also see. And the Christian crusaders were completely dependent upon supplies and merchandise reaching them from Europe. And the Jews were in that business. So you have this terrible paradox of history, this anomaly, this unbelievable situation where the Christian kingdom was in effect supported and aided by the Jews who were its lifeline. We'll see that in the Third Crusade, which we'll discuss next week, in the Third Crusade, 300 French Talmidei Chachomim, 300 French rabbis from the Bali Tosfos came with the crusaders and settled in the city of Acre and opened a great yeshiva there. So that the chaos, the turmoil of the Crusades had many, many conflicting currents that all flowed within it. The Christians misgauged very badly what the effect of their victory on the Arabs would be. And the Christians were not diplomatic in playing the Arabs off one against each other. The Arabs have been split from day one, from the time of Yishmael till today. That's almost their hallmark. They have never been able to unite, and they're always at each other's throats. But the Christians saw the Arabs as being monolithic. They saw them all as being their enemy, and therefore they did not use any diplomacy in dealing with them. And the Christians tried to capture Damascus, which they failed. They tried to capture other cities that were far from the seacoast already, that were far distant from their own lines of support. And whenever you try to do that, you are courting disaster, especially against an indigenous population. When you'll take a look at the experience of the United States in Vietnam, the experience of the Soviet Union in Afghanistan, these wars cannot be won. And what happened was that the Arabs united under a man called Nur ad-Din. Now, Nur ad-Din was very clever. Nur ad-Din was an Iraqi, and he was the first one that raised the banner of jihad, a holy war. Now, among the Muslims, a holy war also is different than Stama war, a plain war. Because a holy war means, again, almost as in Christianity, that if the person dies in the war, he